producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, anyone who wants to take it, Leslie Kane, Mark Rodiker, do you think there's a possibility here that the mere act of having these detection stations will cause the phenomenon to react?
Hold on before somebody jumps in. We need to differentiate between strange, possibly explainable equipment failures, networks going down, equipment all of a sudden acting screwy. You have to differentiate between that and a UFO coming down and the car's electrical system fading out. So you almost have to surveil your surveillance equipment to determine what is the cause of the actual breakdown. And that's something that we've talked about in terms of how to set up fail-safe systems that are able to identify what it is that takes your system down. So, I, Mark, have you guys even thought about this? Because, that the camera, filming the camera on the Skinwalker Ranch, the Sherman Ranch, mm-hmm. and not being able to detect all the wires being pulled out of a surveillance camera on the camera image itself, that is very impressive. So have you even thought about security for these systems?
Not security to prevent those types of incidents. And the honest answer is no, not yet. And I'm not sure that we will. To get back to the gene's fundamental question, right? There are several things that could happen in reaction to developing this system. And let's just imagine, to keep it suitably vague, that there is some intelligence behind the UFO phenomena. Whatever that intelligence is. They can react by, as Chris has just said, screwing with our equipment in various ways and screwing with our ability to measure things. Or they can react by becoming more elusive, just deciding, oh, there's a station there. Let's not show ourselves, by that station in any possible way. Or you can go on from there and come up with even something more, whatever, esoteric from that. But those two are probably the main things. We're just not going to be deterred by that, even though – of course, both of those might happen. If the first scenario happens, as with the Skinwalker Ranch, highly interesting, highly, highly interesting, and evidence, in fact, that there is something strange happening.
Yeah, lack of evidence sometimes can provide a lot of data.
Yeah. If the second scenario occurred, that gets into – you'd have to analyze it to see where other sightings were happening. It wouldn't be definitive without the right pattern, so you'd have to get in statistics. But in either case, we just have to – we're going to go ahead because we're naive and simple in the UFO Data Project and just assume that we can do this. We're just following regular scientific protocols, and we will see what happens and then make decisions based on that.
Okay. And I'm sure at some point you're going to have a director of counterintelligence, and I – love an introduction.
Right. Yeah, let me throw out not a question, a comment, but get Chris's reaction is that, another idea that I've been musing with, this is not an official UFO data idea yet, but it relates to this two things. First, the several groups around the world, really, that are thinking about or doing this type of work. And two, this incredible interest that we have seen since we launched our website, well over 100 people volunteering and pouring in, I'm not exact. Every day we get new volunteers coming who want to get involved with us somehow. I really think that the field is ripe to have a large conference on this issue, on measuring out in the field UFO data.
I love it.
There's nothing wrong with the MUFON Symposium.
Well, this could be a single subject.
Boom. You bring everybody together who wants to hear serious talk about this thing, and that's what you do. You have serious technical talks and semi-technical, you know, but that's what they are. It's no public. None of the normal speakers are there because, of course,
well,
it's all
no,
about this.
She's definitely in her cheerleader outfit going, come on, everybody. Come on. Everybody.
I'll report on what happens at the conference, and I'll get the word out. That's
right.
Job.
Exactly. I'm not volunteering to run this, that's for sure. I've done enough of that. Yeah.
Well, we'll get a volunteer, Mark. Well, there'll be a volunteer offer to do it.
We will, Leslie, because we have had such great volunteers.
Well, we're going to have to get together off mic and talk about this because, you know, I would definitely get involved in a conference like this. This would be one of the most gratifying volunteering projects that I could ever be involved with. I mean that. I would do anything to help you.
Right.
Well, almost.
Yeah, almost. Sorry, no, you're firstborn, not the firstborn, the secondborn.
Don't have any, so they don't count. No, I...
Yeah, no, again, I'm doing, you know, this didn't take rocket science on my part to suggest this. This is just what, you know, because I, in my real life, if there is such a thing, I work with actual scientists and do data analysis and et cetera. And, you know, this is what goes on in that world, so why not do it here?
10 solid years of... a 50,000 word database. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll talk later. I sent you stuff 20 years ago. I'm not sure if it ever got received, but been watching you from afar for a while. You're a guy that kind of stays out of the limelight, doesn't really, you know, do a lot of public stuff, but you know, you've been working behind the scenes for a long time, and I'm intrigued by that.
There you go.
So is Gene.
Yes, from afar. Let me ask you here if, after all these years working with Center for UFO Studies, do you have any expectations of what UFOs might really be?
Naturally, first of all, I'm trying to think where to start that because that's a fair question, but it's, of course, a very large question in terms of putting my head around it, is that sightings that are unexplained, many of them, to me, unequivocally point to some intelligence behind the phenomena. That is sufficient to me to indicate how important it is to study this. Because we don't have the kind of data we're talking about, because so much of it is anecdotal, and because if this intelligence is incredibly advanced, 500,000 years or the equivalent or whatever, who knows what and how they can appear. I'm not ready to leap forward and make too many assumptions about the, you know, what ultimately is behind the intelligence.
Well, you know what I think, Mark? I think, a group of civilizations has got together and they've said, well, we got this place called Earth, and, you know, all our kids that have learning disabilities, the autistic ones, the ones that are maybe a kind of mongoloid, we'll send them there, and that'll be their training ground to be able to be, you know, the little ambassadors of space that we need them to be. So I think we've been a petri dish for, you know, the autistic kids of several planetary systems.
I won't reject that because how can you, just because, you know, I love you too much to reject it, Chris. But honestly, almost anything is on the table. Even Valet's control system is still on the table, even though he never found a way to test it. But it's an intrigue.
Well, and he's been kind of backing away from it for a while. But
the thing is that
I don't need valet to park that car.
Probably not. Yes, very good. Gene, it really is the kind of enigma wrapped in a, you know, whatever the phrase is, you know, a mystery and all that. And I think that enough cases have occurred that show that there is an interest in the phenomena, you know, the intelligent part of the phenomena, in displaying themselves to us. Okay, so you said, you know, what's going on with this? What's behind it? Well, first I said there's intelligence, right? But then the second point would be wants us to know that it's here.
Right. In other words, it's being theatrical.
That's right.
Guys, got a break. We have more theater to come. with Gene and Chris and Leslie and Mark. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Or as they say, radio is a theater of the mind. Let me ask you a question here, Mark, which is another fly in the ointment question. Something like this, a detection station, presupposes UFOs are physical aircraft of some sort, able to be photographed, able to generate something that you can detect. So that goes against anyone who thinks UFOs are not physical, right?
No.
I asked Mark.
Yes. I'll be interested to see why Chris said no, but let me make a couple of points about that. There is no reason to believe that whatever is behind the UFO phenomenon generating it, this gets back to my, you know, they're 500,000 years advanced and who knows what's really behind the curtain. But what I believe when people looked at the UFO over United Terminal C at O'Hare, that something physical was there, meaning if you had taken a camera, it would have recorded an image. If you could measure energy coming from it, you would have measured energy coming from it. You know, that something physical was there. Does that mean that that physical thing was only there briefly and in fact actually left our universe, whatever that means, because of the, you know, the technology available? Maybe it was a projected physical thing, right, because they're so advanced. But I do believe that, you know, whatever's going on is physical. And that's true, by the way, because we are agnostic in the UFO Data Project. I want to make that point really to the listeners and everyone is that, you know, I'm giving my personal views here, but the project is going to be run scientifically. If we study the phenomena and everything turned out to be weird atmospheric phenomena because of the physics we saw, like people think Hestalen, as intriguing as it is, might actually be this really strange and unusual rare atmospheric phenomena. Well, that's what happened then. That's what we found.
Yay!
So, you know, maybe not quite as exciting as aliens, but there you go.
Well, whatever it is, if we find out what it is, and, you know, it can sit there in front of peer review for now until whenever. I mean, I would love to find out if Trevor James Constable was correct and that we're dealing with sky creatures. Well, that would be so cool to have that actually be, you know, percentage of UFO sightings, actual creatures that we have yet to identify and define. You know, whatever the truth is, I mean, that's cool. I mean, don't you think? I mean, isn't why science studies nature?
The truth is cool. I like the phrase, and that's correct. I mean, yeah, we just want to know, you know, what's going on, what's behind UFOs, you know, what's causing them, whatever that cause is.
You know, if the definition and the actual proof of this has to be so elegant that most people can't see the beauty, so be it. I want to bask in that elegance.
I can't improve on that phraseology.
I'm just being the host here with the most. I feel like Leslie, I'm a cheerleader for this effort. Whatever I can do, you know, whatever anybody out there can do. I mean, I signed up as a volunteer today. I urge everyone to go to UFO Data if you're interested in being part of the solution and not just warming up that armchair there. If you think you live in a place that needs one of these surveillance net nodes in the network, let's talk. You've got some high-powered people. Just go to the website and look at the people that have publicly and not so publicly stated their involvement, and I think you'll agree.
Can I give out the website address? It's ufodata.net. I just want to also add to that, though. We've talked about volunteers, but the other thing we really need is financial support.
Well,
and we've been doing well on that front, but we need, if we're going to have our first station, we're going to need to reach a certain financial goal. And I just want to emphasize that even small donations make a huge difference, because we can get lots of small donations, then we're good. So I hope that people will consider going on the site, and we have a very easy way that people can contribute. And that's another important aspect of making things like this happen. You have to have a budget to do it. That's just reality. And so we want to ask everybody else to take part in that as well.
Do you already have a budget in mind for how much money you'd like to raise for this?
Well, the first phase, $30,000 to $40,000, I think would be adequate to pay for the equipment, to pay for, you know, all the development costs, to pay for travel for team members to get together to build the station, right? You know, there's all that stuff. The equipment, by the way, will be less than 50% of the total cost. It's the associated logistics naturally that are going to be more costly, but not too costly. So Gene, that's kind of our ballpark for the first phase.
When are you going to go visit Yuri Milner?
Well, maybe after we've got some data, or after we've got our first station. See, well, once we get the first station up, then we hope to achieve at least something that shows that it's working. to capture something interesting to show that the equipment works and we're really on our way. And then I think the plan is to have another, do a crowdfunding campaign and do another major effort at fundraising when we get to that point, which is going to be bigger than the one we're doing now. And that's when we can consider approaching people like Yuri and other people. We want to have something to bring to them first.
Yeah. Well, for some of our listeners who are not aware of who billionaire Yuri Milner is, last summer he pledged $100 million to, quote, reinvigorate the search for life in the universe. I mean, this is totally, you know, running roughshod over SETI's long calcified effort. You know, we're talking eight figures here. This kind of investment into the concept of reinvigorating the search for life in the universe. I mean, if people of those means are willing to get behind it, I see this particular project, UFO Data, and other, you know, grassroots project like that to be well positioned to have a lot of people opening up their pockets and becoming involved. I think the involvement aspect, money is important, but you got to have a good team functioning underneath you that's catching everything and putting the time in.
Yeah, well, I think we've got that, and that team is growing all the time. Cool. And we've got some very, very interesting people who have been approaching us and very significant people who eventually may be joining the group in various capacities. So a lot of really good things are happening, good people, good team being formed.
Can you tell us at this particular point in time some of the people who are involved, maybe profile them quickly?
Well, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, well, on the science side, we I mentioned Robert Powell from UFON, the director. In terms of people who are a little less well known, you know, in the UFO field, we have Eamon Ansbrough, for example. Ansbrough is an astronomer, also an inventor. He lives in Ireland. He has his own observatory where he not only does astronomical research, but he tries to detect UFOs, mostly with cameras. And has been doing this for years and has photographed a couple of intriguing things. Also does some kind of, close SETI observation. In fact, he calls what he does, SETI research and managed to sneak, quote unquote, into a SETI conference to give a presentation, which upset the organizers, no end, but he's got all the qualifications.
Let's do our break. Mark Rodiger, Leslie Kane, Jean and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I like it. It's Mark Rodiger, Leslie Kane, Gene, and Chris. We're on the Paracast this week talking about UFO data. It's ufodata.net, by the way. So check it out. They do take donations there. You thinking about maybe doing like a GoFundMe campaign? That would be a way to raise some money.
Yes, we're going to do probably either Indiegogo or Kickstarter, though who knows what will pop up in the next year, and then we'll use that platform instead. But we do not expect, even though we're hopeful, that a Yuri Milner equivalent will pop up and give us $1 million or so. But we will not turn it down.
Well, we might have a smaller version. If somebody gives us a smaller amount, we don't require as much. So it's, as far as we're concerned, that could be our Yuri Milner. I also wanted to say that our organization is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So any donations that are given are fully tax deductible. And that makes it more possible for people to give larger donations. They're completely tax deductible.
So you weren't caught up in the IRS stuff with regard to political parties, where allegedly with political action groups, they had all sorts of stuff going on, not getting approval. That's mostly nonsense anyway.
No, we're not a political group.
Well, that certainly makes it easier. Chris, you got some questions from listeners we should bring up now.
Oh, man. We don't have near the time. Yeah, there's some really, really good questions here. Here's one from Technomage, just to give you kind of a sense of obvious concerns that I think a lot of people will have. Wouldn't someone rich who is interested in UFOs like Robert Bigelow want to contribute to the project, or is the problem that he can't control the findings? I mean, this goes right back to what we were just discussing, Leslie. If we bring in some fat cat, is it all strings unattached? There's no control. Everything is transparent. How do you go about, I guess, qualifying that kind of funding?
Well, I think our board of directors would have to speak at length with the donor and really get to know the person and feel comfortable and understand what their motivations were. And it's really just a matter of assessing who the person is and then being very clear as to what their role will be in the organization once right. they do make their contribution. So all of that can be clearly worked out in advance.
So someone that approaches saying, well, everyone's going to have to sign NDAs and all the information
is
owned by UFO data. So you are looking for a truly transparent effort.
Absolutely. There's absolutely no question about that. No amount of money is going to change the integrity of how we're going about what we're doing. No. We can't be bought.
Okay, not like the FAA or some people would say MUFON. Well, that's good. That's good. And I don't want to I think Peter at NUFORC is very – he's right at the pulse, I think, of the phenomenon in many ways. I think he's really an integral person that could help possibly determine if a fast response team should be sent to a particular locale. Some of the other questions, like this one from Alien Hunter, it's like, you know, why are you doing this? His question is, what sort of outcome are you expecting to get by recording UFOs? It might show us a lot more evidence of unknown craft, but it still doesn't tell us the source of this phenomenon. What can your technology and these monitoring stations do to give us a more detailed look at these crafts? Mark, you want to grab that one? Or?
Yeah, it's a reasonable question. The truth is that science advances, you know, not just one step at a time, but not necessarily giant leaps at a time to the end point. So we're so far back right now in our study of the physical side of UFOs that we really are almost in the proto-science stage, right, with very little data. So what we need to do is move on, you know, to gather appropriate, reliable data to measure what we've got. And we will learn more. You know, if you measure the spectrum of a UFO, you'll know things about what energy it's emitting. And that may be, you know, a recent example would be the rocket launch off L.A. and then the other one off San Francisco. Let's imagine that for some reason the government said to us, we don't know what this was. We didn't launch a missile. No. One of our stations there, looking at that rocket launch and taking a spectra of the rocket exhaust, could tell us what chemicals and elements were being used in that rocket exhaust. And we would know that there was conventional chemical propellants being used or whatever the exact specifications are, whether it's liquid or solid fuel. Well, that's what you can do with science. We're trying to do the equivalent with this. But are we going to know ultimately, you know, what's going on inside a UFO if there's a craft there and all that? No, of course not. But we're going to take some very critical next steps in understanding the phenomena.
Okay, that kind of leads to this next question by Ravensfee, and it goes to, you know, I guess a foundational presence philosophically that the project is going to have to, you know, state. And the question runs to that. How have you tried to prevent any biases you may have about the cause of this phenomenon from influencing the data you are about to collect or even how it's collected? Are you just trying to prove that we're being visited by extraterrestrials, or are other hypotheses influencing this work?
The way that you can collect and measure data and develop your instruments absolutely can be affected by your own predilections and biases, if you want to use that word. That is, though, much more common in the social sciences, psychology, sociology, and all that than the physical sciences. And the reason is simple. If we take a magnetometer out and it's well calibrated, and you put it out in the field and to measure anything, you know, it doesn't have to be a UFO. You measure something there and you get data, you have the data. Now, the interpretation of the data is a different matter. But as I think you said before, Chris, you know, the data are the data are the data. And that's fundamentally what we're going to do is collect data with calibrated instruments where our biases really can't directly enter into that collection. What comes after that? You know, let's say we measure some strange, weird, you know, spectrum and plasma physics going on in the phenomena. Okay, now comes the bias potential, which is, well, what's the cause of that plasma physics strange thing that we're measuring? Some people might say, well, that's the exhaust of an alien spacecraft. And others might say something different. But that's downstream. You know, that's not this the part of the actual scientific study, collect data, measure it, you know, record it and all the rest. And, you know, we're just going to go about this, as I said, like I do in my other life. Like actually everybody in the project on the core team has done science outside of UFOs. And so we're going to treat this like we would any other project right. We do.
Don't assume anything.
That's right. Sure. Just go out, you know, set the thing up and start measuring.
And you wait for the answers and hope they are answers that at least you could figure out.
Right. I mean, the thing is that if something appears in front of our station, we will measure things about that. Will that be enough for us to, you know, learn something truly fundamental about the phenomena? We just don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah. No one's tried. So, you know, we don't really know until we actually put the effort in and actually produce something that's worthy of peer review. And, you know, ideally is the data is collected in unassailable ways that cannot be besmirched by naysayers, debunkers, roadblocks, blah, blah, blah. If it's impeccable, the data should reflect that.
I'm going to ask a question about skeptical reaction in a moment, our next and final segment. With Mark Rodiger, Leslie Kane, Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Chris is doing some kind of semi-tricksterish voice there. I don't know. Leslie Kane, investigative journalist. Mark Rodiger from the Center for UFO Studies talking about UFO data. Go to ufodata.net. By the way, they take PayPal donations there. So whether you have PayPal or not or a major credit card, you can go there and give them a few bucks.
Yeah, help the effort.
Absolutely help the effort. Now, this is the kind of another one of these fly-in-the-ointment questions. Mark, would you bring in a skeptic or a debunker to help you set something like this up and also to review the evidence so they could say, well, you know, give their take on it and actually see evidence rather than just dismiss everything outright as they so often do?
Right. My answer is probably no. I would look to parapsychology for my model. You know, I'm a member of the Society for Scientific Exploration and actually an associate editor of the journal. And so I'm very familiar with how parapsychologists operate, the best ones. And there are, as you guys know, there are many that are quite rigorous. What they do is do the equivalent of what we're going to attempt, which is they do experiments. They can do them in the lab, fortunately. And measure the data rigorously, publish the papers, and then, and this is what I'm getting to, they will work with skeptics that have questions. They will show them their protocols. They will open up their books to them, as it were. You know, the transparency that Leslie mentioned, that's our plan. There's no need to work directly with skeptics if we follow standard scientific protocols, but there's every reason to then work with potential critics and all that who, after they look at our data, still have questions about, okay, what about this? What about this? Fine. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. You know, let's do that. So that's my take.
Yeah, and Mark, you know pretty much almost every area that some sort of skeptical debunker type could assail the gathering of the data. So you are already forced to be a skeptic to adhere to the rigors of peer review. So you're going to collect the data as, you know, as pristinely as possible and come up with elegant analysis of that data, I'm sure.
That's what we're expecting.
Chris, any more questions to ask in the remaining 7 minutes or so?
Yeah, we do. You know, this whole undercurrent of classified black projects and testing secret but operational aerial technology and psychotronic weapons platforms, that's kind of an undercurrent here at the Paracast. We're always interested in how the clandestine sort of black world meshes technologically with, you know, what is considered to be the AAO, UAP, UFO phenomenon. So we obviously have had a number of questions relating to that. This one, again, is from Ravensfee, and she's wondering, anomalous area phenomenon happening in locations near to highly secretive areas under the control of U.S. state bodies is a well-established part of the modern-day UFO lore. What consideration have you given to taking your data collection units to sensitive military areas and the reaction of the U.S. government, I would say potential reaction of the U.S. government or potentially other foreign bodies if you did this, especially if you started to pick up data of something unusual? In other words, to paraphrase her, are sensitive military installations part of the monitoring, potential monitoring map or scenario of locations?
They aren't off the table, but they wouldn't be a first choice for a variety of reasons, including just the idea that we are trying to, for I think plausible reasons, treat this as a study of the what everybody thinks of as the UFO phenomenon, you know, the stuff out there that's not ours, whatever's going on that's not ours.
Well, have we determined where that line is?
No, we haven't. But if you put your device near Area 51 or, you know, where other secret installations are, you're going to ramp up the probability dramatically that what you're detecting is the stuff that we've developed. Even if it's incredibly strange, like you were mentioning, Chris, it's still ours. And
well, how do we know where that line is? Scientifically, shouldn't you be able to ideally be in a position to determine if it's classified secret budget and ours, that's, you know, A, and if it's hyperdimensional, off-planet, time travelers, something that's not us here in this time continuum, is it B? Shouldn't that be an important initial goal to determine what we're dealing with? Or are we going to just kind of what if our way all through the beginning stages of IDing these craft through hard data?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not opposed in the long run to placing stations everywhere, okay? As we talked about earlier, you know, making a low-cost station that people can actually purchase and run as part of a network. So in the long run, I'm for more surveillance and more measuring of potential UFOs. You know, in the short run, we have to make choices, and I'm pretty sure that the team members – that we've talked about it are going to go along with my strategy that I'm suggesting, which is that we'd rather not try to, you know, mix up, as it were, very likely terrestrial devices, however esoteric they are, with things that are more, again, of the kind of the UFO, UAP ilk that we think of.
I can appreciate that, but have you noticed that most of the areas where this type of aerial activity is predominant and tends to ebb and flow more frequently than other areas, there seems to be a nearby military presence. There seems to be traditions of sacredness by the indigenous populations. There tends to be ebbing and flowing waves of anomalous activity. But you almost always see an accompanying military/government/covert black ops presence. So to me, it's almost built into the scenario. You can't avoid it. You can't say, well, we'll go down to, you know, eastern Texas, or we'll go to, you know, somewhere in Kathmandu.
Well,
or, you're always going to have a military presence. And my point is, in North America, the major hotspot areas that deserve the type of 24/7 coverage that the UFO Data Project would provide, I can almost guarantee you that every one of them has some sort of government involvement.
You know, that may well be true, Chris. I mean, if you look at the large boomerang case near St. Louis, back around 2000 or so.
Yeah.
Scott Air Force Base was nearby. Now, you know, was Scott Air Force Base involved with that? You know, who knows? But my point is that, you know, the United States is rife with military bases, even after the, so many were decommissioned, you know, back in the just after the Cold War. And because there are so many, you know, levels of military bases here of all types, naturally, when a sighting occurs, you're close enough for that to, you know, to then to be another component of it. So I agree with that, you know, that point you're making. But
In other words, I'm just suggesting, you know, an extra sort of buffer layer of real time analysis, for what it's worth. You know, an event happens, you have a certain amount of time to respond to that event, to determine basic general assumptions that you can rely on, that sort of thing. It's important to be able to do that real time, especially when you're around any sort of government or military installation.
Mark, we're just about out of time here. Can you possibly give our listeners some more information about learning more about UFO data?
If they're interested, please go to ufodata.net, the website. We've got lots of information there on the project. They can sign up for our mailing list where we'll send regular updates. And if they have any questions, there's an email address. They can send those along as well.
You can also find us on Twitter. You look for the PowerCast on Twitter. Also, check out the PowerCast on Facebook. There are two PowerCast fan clubs. Pick the one you want. We're not going to get rid of the other one. Of course, we have that special service, PowerCast Plus. The rates are going up on the 16th of November. But if you subscribe before then, you lock in the current rate. If you upgrade your membership before then, you lock in the current rate. We offer the ad-free version of the PowerCast. We offer after the PowerCast. We're just beginning to bring online full show transcripts. It's going to take a while to generate those. Videos, lots more. Also, we give free e-books for long-term subscriptions. Check plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com for more. Leslie Kane, Mark Rodiger, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thanks for having us, Gene, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, guys. I enjoyed it.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.